Arlen Kimson, and welcome to A Blast from the Past, where we connect the past with the present through heartfelt conversations with my family members. Today, I'm honored to sit down with my grandmother, Vita Kimson. Tell her stories and wisdom. At 71 years old, she has a goldmine of experiences that span decades, and I can't wait to share her unique perspectives with you. Ms. Kimson is not just my grandmother, but she is a living testament to our family's history. Growing up in Miami Gardens, Florida, she has witnessed incredible changes over these years. From her childhood adventures to significant historical events, Grandma has stories that will inspire and resonate within all of us. I start this podcast off by asking my grandma to introduce herself, and I asked her, what was your childhood like?
My name is Vita Kimson, and I'm from Miami Gardens, Florida. When I was growing up, oh, God, it's so hard to say it's so different from nowadays, but we were just children. It was just fun. But, you know, when people look back at it nowadays, they seem, you know, to think they had hard times or whatnot. But I really enjoyed my childhood.
My grandma would then go on to reminisce about her good old days at Bunch Park Elementary School, where she would spend most of her after-school time and during the summertime. She also talked a little bit about her family life and how one thing that they always did was go down to the beaches in Miami on the weekends together. We then go on to talking about her traveling. My grandma, at the young age of 71, is still out and about traveling to every place she can go, whether that's on a cruise or on a plane, and most importantly, spending time with the people that she loves, which is a big thing for her.
Okay. Well, I know you like to travel, obviously. So, I wanted to know what your three best spots that you've been to in your lifetime.
I liked Paris, just local Tennessee with the family. I enjoyed Tennessee. I enjoyed my first cruise. Don't remember what cruise ship it was, but you know. I took my son, and we had a great time, you know, but just about everywhere I go, I have fun. So it's to me, all according to who you go with.
What life lessons have you learned that you think everybody should know?
That everybody should know. Experience, I would say, is the best thing. Life lessons are the things that you go through, the experience you have. People can tell you this is going to be like that, that is going to be like this, and, you know, most of the time shake it off, or, you know, you listen to it, but then when it's actually something that you go through, you can understand it better, why the person told you this and person, you know, said that.
The next three questions that I asked my grandmother are some of my favorite of the interview, so I'll let you go ahead and hear them.
What do you think your own mother, like, helped you learn throughout your life?
What did she help me learn? Vita, be nice. She always used to say, be nice. You know, and it's like, do unto others as they do unto you. You know, it'll get you a long way, being nice.
What is a pivotal moment in your life that changed your perspective on something?
Pivotal moment was having my child. It was really when they say life is real, you know, welcome to the real world, because now you have more than yourself to think about. You have someone else.
What's one hope that you have for yourself in the coming years?
I do want to still travel, stay as healthy as I can. and just really enjoy life and family.
Okay, well, that's about all I have for you. Thank you very much for doing this interview with me. And
thank you, Mr. Kimson, for asking. Talk to you later. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
As we wrap up this enlightening conversation, I just want to say thank you for joining us through this journey through time. I encourage all of you, all of our listeners, to take a moment today and call one of your loved ones and learn something new about your family's past. On the next episode of A Blast from the Past, we will explore someone's life that I love very dearly, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.